I don't know that it's necessarily a huge surprise. I think it actually was probably more a surprise to a lot of fans that it took this long, that it had to go through a weekend like this past one where there was such clear errors made to really instigate the kind of progress that needed to be made within the negotiations. But, you know, at this point, I think both the NFL and the Referees Association can strangely look back on this weekend and probably realize that maybe they benefited, because it really did spark the conversations that took to get it done.
Was it as simple as the outcry from Hall of Famers, from the president, for goodness sake? Was it as simple as the pressure just became too much?
Yeah, I mean, when you start to hear the president of the United States addressing a matter of such, especially during an election year, you have to realize that it's obviously pretty unanimous out there that a lot of NFL fans really felt strongly about this. And I mean, it was something that needed to get done because of that negativity, because of that public relations mess that was occurring. And I think that it's also important to note, though, that the NFLRA, the Referees Association, as well as the NFL, seem to have done a good job of being rational in the wake of what was a pretty terrible situation on Monday night. And neither one used it, you know, too much moving forward. The referees didn't use it as too much leverage. The NFL didn't stick their feet in the ground and say, we're not budging. They came together and they got it done.
Who blinked first?
you have to think that the NFL probably did, based on what happened Monday. But not until we can really go over this deal with a fine-tooth comb will we know for sure who kind of got the better end of the deal.
You've spoken to people very much involved in the games, certainly on the refereeing side. I've seen you tweeting about that. What's the reaction been?
Well, I talked to Ed Hockley earlier in the night, who's definitely regarded as the most popular referee in the NFL. And I think he basically expressed the fact that these guys have really been staying active in their studies over the past several weeks and months to make sure that when this did come to an end, when there was a conclusion to these negotiations, that they'd be ready to get on the field. And that's exactly what we're seeing now. I mean, we're talking about 8 hours after that deal is done, these referees are going to be back in action. And as Hockley said, they feel confident that they're going to do a very good job moving forward.
Are we in a rare situation where the players are actually happy that the referees are coming back and there is a bit of love? It's a funny kind of time of year, isn't it, this?
Well, yeah, it is. It's very funny because Hockley even joked with me about that, about the fact that never have fans wanted him back so badly. You know, referees being cheered is not something that that is very usual, I think, probably in any sport across the country, really internationally as well.